But what was fun was being there Sunday. Josh and I spoke to you right after. Congratulations on the win for best comedy. And we saw you were very honest with me backstage. You were like, oh my God, my dress just ripped. And they had the emergency team stitching it up right before. What happened?
I don't know what happened. I was perfectly, you know, well, sitting in my thing. And when Julie came back to the stage with her award, I wanted to take a picture with her. So I got out of my seat. It was like the intermission. I got up, but then I see my boyfriend and my friend, like, behind me. No! And I'm like, what? Stay down. I'm like, no, the commercial just started. I have time to go get the picture and come back. Because they're usually, everybody's like, sit down, the show's going to start. So they're like, and then you broke your dress, and I touched, and I didn't feel anything bad.
It was the whole, it was like the whole thing. It was like a whole window open.
Yes, it was a window.
Who took the picture? Who took the picture?
My boyfriend, because I couldn't see it, and he kept being upset that I was like showing to everyone, like, Eddie, is it really broken? And like, Jesse, look, it happened. He's like, Sophia, no, everybody's looking at you.
Well, now everybody saw it, right?
Yeah, so he took the picture.
Thank goodness for Twitter.
He took the picture and showed me, look, he stopped doing that look with it.
Well, we saw you recover. We've been having some fun with the party photos from post-Emmy time. And what I couldn't get over, you really travel. The stuff about Colombian families is true. 19 family members at the party?
Because, you know, it's such a great party. I don't want to be there alone. And then, you know, when time goes by, who are you going to remember all those events? I think for me it's great. It's my closest family, and we have a great time. I smuggled them into all the parties, because usually it's me plus one. So it's like I warned them from the beginning, okay, we don't know if we're going to be able to get into all the parties, so you just have to pretend.
It's a story.
And how does your fiancé handle the big family? I know he just recently popped the question. Your ring is spectacular, by the way. How does he handle the big family?
You know what? That's one of the things that are great about him, is that he's completely, he's American, but he completely understands Latin blood. He dances with us, he parties with us, he screams with us, he was playing the bongos while I was dancing. I mean, he didn't know what he was doing, but at least he pretends to blend in with us. So
we've had a lot of fun too. Speaking of dancing, Julie Bowen on yesterday, you guys are having a dance off. This was Julie. Can we take a look actually on Jimmy Kimmel? This was Julie doing her very best, Sophia. Sophia, as we hold on, she basically was making the point that you had made the point that this is American dancing, basically the clap and the rock. But she,
I tried to
let it all go.
Them, yes.
It's a full body experience.
I tried to teach them is that you have to go all the way. It's not just like, you know, just standing there with the rhythm. No, it has to be like.
It does have to be like.